I've been subpoenaed to a federal grand jury, to which I am refusing to testify. I believe that it is a politically motivated grand jury, which is trying to gain information on my political associations and social networks. And I have made it very public, and I'm very firm in my declaration that I will not be cooperating. Therefore, I will most likely be incarcerated for a period of up to a year and a half.
In what way do you think you're being targeted?
I've been a member of the anarchist and activist community in New York for many years now, and I believe that the government is very interested in trying to force me to give them information on my political associations. I also have done for the past few years a lot of legal support for politically motivated cases, and I believe the government would like access to that information as well. And from my standpoint, the government's behavior is very unethical and legally questionable at best. There's a number of constitutional issues that are raised in association with this, especially in regards to your First and Fifth Amendment rights, but also your Fourth and your Sixth. For these reasons, I am refusing to cooperate.
And do you think that more surveillance of the general population has to do with some of what's going on with you?
Certainly. I think that as we've seen the advent of surveillance culture and a return to rather draconian and authoritarian legal measures, such as seeing federal grand juries used more, we're seeing a return to repressive politics that are very reminiscent of the McCarthy era Red Scare, and also of the Green Scare of the 1990s and early 2000s, where the government targeted a number of environmental and animal rights activists.
Are others being targeted with you at this time?
I am the only one who has received a federal grand jury subpoena, to my knowledge.
And you have many supporters who are out here with you.
Yes, I'd like to extend my warm thanks to all of them. It's really fantastic that so many people have come here to stand with me during this struggle. And it absolutely means the world to me to know that my community stands behind me, and it makes me all the stronger in my resistance to this situation.
They talk about knowing you from Occupy Wall Street.
Some people I know through Occupy Wall Street. I did a lot of legal support during a lot of the demonstrations taking place in the context of Occupy Wall Street. But I've also been a member of the political community in New York from before that, which is where I know a number of the other folks who have shown up for support.
So now you may be going to jail for a year and a half.
Up to a year and a half. It's up to, you can be incarcerated for refusing to testify for up to the duration of the federal grand jury, which are generally impaneled for 18 months. However, because the entire process is incredibly secretive, you don't actually know how long it's been impaneled for. So you have to assume the worst case scenario.
Who's representing you?
I'm being represented by Susan Tippograph and David Rankin.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.